At a protest outside the Yemen embassy, some of the demonstrators say they came to Cairo a few weeks ago, before Saudi Arabia began airstrikes in Yemen. Now they say they are stuck in Egypt because of a war between militants and Saudi Arabia that has nothing to do with the people.
We came here for medical care, but now we have no more money and nowhere to live. We're living on the streets.
Protesters say they have been told there are no planes to Yemen because the airports have been bombed. But they don't believe it, even though all commercial flights have been canceled.
They say to fly, you need airports, and the airports have been attacked. This is all just talk, all talk. It is the height of injustice, and we are at the mercy of people who care only about themselves.
He blames all of the warring parties, saying they're all fighting simply for personal power. The United Nations said Tuesday that at least 540 people have been killed and 1,700 people have been injured in Yemen in the past 3 weeks. UNICEF's Christoph Bollerak says many of the casualties have been children.
74 children are known to have been killed and 44 children maimed so far since the fighting began on 26 March. But we say we are aware that these are conservative figures, and we believe that the total number of children killed is much higher.
In Yemen, other families are clamoring to get out as supplies of food, fuel, clean water, and medicine dwindle, in some places almost to nothing. But protesters here say with no functioning government to protect them abroad, they'd be safer at home with their families.
Whoever cares about humanity will help us return to our homes.
Humanity, he says, has abandoned Yemen by allowing it to be a battleground for foreign wars. If the world can't help them survive, he says, at least they can help them die at home. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.